John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner back with you here on the game. 537-1350, 866-776-1350. We'll get to a bit of K-State football news at 540. You can't be serious as well at 550. Big 12 teleconference today, which has now moved to Thursdays. Interesting stuff, actually, which is pretty atypical. Is that right? Atypical? Does that mean like unusual?
Yes.
Pretty atypical?
Yes.
All right. Pretty atypical of what's usually on there. Usually a lot of boring questions from writers who want quotes about different features, and it's not all that useful. But today, it was. And I'll give you one guess as to why, for the most part, it was.
Because
there is a hot topic in the Big 12 right now, and that hot topic is...
Everyone wants to know why KU doesn't have a loss at home this season.
Yeah. That hot topic is the old travel from our friend Svee, or Sweeve, whichever you prefer. And Bill Self was first out of the chute to get asked about it. You know, you had to figure Bill Self was going to feel the question about it, because really the only thing I heard from him was in their postgame, he basically said, I haven't had a chance to see the replay, so I don't really know. I know K-State thinks that they traveled. That was the only thing he had said immediately after the game. So you knew he was going to get a follow-up question. I was actually looking forward to that today. And Bill Self, I don't know if this appeases anybody, if it makes you feel better at all, but he did say it was a travel.
It looked like he took extra steps. There's no question about that. I don't disagree with anybody from a K-State perspective being upset with that in the game. Could have easily gone overtime, but I do know that there's a lot of calls throughout a game, a lot, and certainly everything is magnified in the last several possessions because there's no time to make up those mistakes if they are mistakes, whether they be as a player or as an official. But that's part of the basketball game.
What you can't see is that on the other side of the phone, he's putting on sunglasses and just saying, deal with it.
Can you blame him, though? That's how I think anybody here in Manhattan would handle
it. Yeah, what do you expect him to say? Like, I really thought the Big 12 should have come out and reprimanded those officials. Is that what he's supposed to say? No, I was glad that he acknowledged it, but, I mean, he got asked about it, and it's not like he was going to say, well, I thought it was a judgment call or it
wasn't
conclusive.
Right, no, you can't. I mean,
there's no argument to be made there.
His son, Tyler Self, tweeted a joke about it after the game. His son, who is on the team, so he was pretty pigeonholed into having to admit it, and gave, I think, one of the common retorts that you would get from any Kansas supporter that you're going to go back and forth with about that. They're going to say, yeah, but, there were other plays that can make a difference, and some deflection there from Bill Self as well. He knows what he's doing. So I would actually think that for most people hearing that, it may make it worse more than anything else, because I get the vibe that you are picturing him sitting back there with the glasses on, like, too cool for school. Who cares? Deal with it. We won another game at Allen Fieldhouse. That's what we do. And they did come back. As Cole referenced that West Virginia game, they were able to squeak that one out somehow. They had the Oklahoma game last year with the inbounds play when Frank Mason really should have been called for a foul. Like, much as everybody hates it, and believe you me, there are 9 other coaches in the league that probably listened. Well, they weren't really listening, but if they had heard that, they'd be sitting there thinking the same thing. As much as we talked about yesterday, the hatred for Kansas and getting screwed by Kansas unites this fan base, it unites the rest of the conference. It unites 9 other fan bases and 9 other head coaches.
Personal favorite of mine was when Joel Embiid went through the hoop to block a shot, and there is a great picture of that, and no goaltend.
But the big thing here is I think Bill Self can sit at that perch, because he's not only speaking down to K-State from that point, he's speaking down to the entire Big 12.
Even the entire country. I mean, other than maybe Cameron Indoor.
Sure, but they have, that's where they've had their struggle. When they go in the tournament, that's what everyone wants to get them on, that Self hasn't had as much tournament success perhaps as he should have. I would actually argue some of that, but that's one of the common criticisms there if you are going to criticize him for something. What you can't criticize him for in any way, shape, or form ever is dominating the Big 12. So this is another way for him to be able to get up on that perch and look down and say, you peasants, you can't come into our house and win. We just did that. Hey, I admit it was wrong, but you know what? We still won. we still won.
I stand by what I said yesterday. That's actually a game I would love to have had John Higgins working, because there's no way he would have passed up the opportunity to blow the whistle there.
The other guy who was asked about the traveling call was Lon Kruger, and Lon Kruger's got to sympathize, right? He's a K-State guy, always talks pretty glowingly about K-State. Here is what he said.
Yeah, big time challenge. I don't think anyone disputes that. And that's so disappointing. You know, it's so tough to win an Allen when you got a chance to play so well as K-State did. I didn't see the game, but it's just all the highlights. You know, I didn't see the game live. But, yeah, it's disappointing when that can happen.
I love the beginning part where he just laughs about it. Like, all you can do, that's what I was saying yesterday. Lon Kruger's in lockstep with me, man. All you can do is laugh when something that egregious happens.
Huge travel, he said.
Oh, huge travel.
Huge.
Yeah,
just,
you got
sad.
Lon Kruger is one of those guys who's usually very robotic, doesn't give me much. The rest of his teleconference experience was nothing exciting. But you got a genuine kind of reaction there from him on that question, which I think he may not have necessarily been expecting, and got caught with it, and it was a natural reaction, which is why it's funny. Huge travel.
This is in no way an indictment of how Bruce Weber handled things, because I actually think he handled it pretty well. But if that play happens exactly the same, but it's not K-State that's on the visitor sideline at the Fog, it's West Virginia, what's Bob Huggins' reaction in the handshake line? I think he loses his mind and sends an official into orbit on a situation like that. But anyway.
He might. Huggins is always a tough one to predict, because sometimes he's just so quiet and just won't say anything, and then other times he explodes. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of coaches you could put hypothetically into that scenario. 537-1350, 866-776-1350. We say hello to Aaron in Manhattan. What's up, Aaron? Aaron, you there? All right, third time's a charm. Aaron, do we have you?
Oh. Okay, no Aaron.
Who's the call screener here?
Thanks, Mitch.
What happened there?
It was only 2 minutes ago I talked to him as well. So, don't know. That does not happen very often.
Share any thoughts on what he wanted to say?
It does not.
Nope, I was leaving it for the air.
All right, well, the phone's lighting back up. If that is him, let's take a break. We'll get him afterwards. We've got You Can't Be Serious at 5:50. And coming up next, in addition to potential phone call here, everybody, also some K-State football news. The Cats may have actually lost the one card that they love to play. You're listening to The Game.